Hello, I'm Bruce Edwards, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. Today, from the IMF World Bank annual meetings in Bali, Indonesia, the World Trade Organization's Director General Roberto Azevedo tells us why he thinks trade isn't getting the respect that it deserves and how these meetings might help.
I think if we can leave here with people better informed, with a better understanding of how trade can be part of the solution, that I think would be a fantastic achievement.
The IMF World Bank annual meetings bring together people from around the world to discuss issues that affect the global economy. One such issue is the rising backlash to globalization by workers who feel they're losing jobs to trade and immigration. As head of the World Trade Organization, or WTO, Roberto Azevedo is quick to dispel those claims. The IMF's Camilla Anderson sat down with Azevedo in Bali and began by asking him why he thinks international trade is under fire these days.
A lot of these sentiments, you know, against trade, against globalization, they come from disruptions that we see, particularly in the labor market. So it's people losing jobs or being displaced and moving from a better paying job in situation to another job. So he's still employed, but at a job that is more uncertain and pays a lower salary. But the reality is that if you look at the numbers, it's easy to point to trade and say, well, it's the imported product from country, whatever, that is bringing the prices down, that is being more competitive, it's unfair, and it is displacing jobs in my own country. Our studies show that about 80% of the jobs that are lost in today's economy, they are lost to new technologies. It's just better techniques, better equipment, machines replacing men and women, of course, and it has nothing to do with trade. It's not trade, it's not the immigrants.
So you put your finger on the core issue. There's so much research that shows that trade is helping improve the livelihoods of people everywhere. And yet, the critics still point to trade as the main culprit for job losses, for economic dislocation. Mm. What do you tell the critics?
I think most of the criticism comes from ill-informed analysis of what's happening. It's always easier, particularly for a politician, to blame what's coming from the outside than to look inside and say, we have a problem. Because the answer to these problems, they are not immediate. How do you solve these things? These require long-term actions with education, with better skills at the workforce. How do I help people transition from the less dynamic sectors of the economy to the more dynamic sectors of the economy? Because frankly, for the person who lost the job, it's no consolation to understand that for the economy, imports and trade are a net positive. He lost his job, he doesn't care. And I think that the governments have to understand this situation and help these people fit into the new economy that is coming, and that's irreversible.
From your perspective, how can trade help further grow economies? So there was a recent paper put out by the IMF, the World Bank, and the WTO that points to the benefits of including the new economy, services, and technology, and capture that under the rules of trade. Why is that important, and how can it be done?
That's precisely what the paper did. It began to show that we need to look at the problem, but the real problem, not the problem that the political minds would like us to look at. And those problems need urgent attention. The world is going to be very, very different than it is today in just 10, 15 years' time, because these changes are happening at an unprecedented pace. And this is irreversible. It's going to happen. So the big question for us is, what can we do to make societies today respond better to these changes? Because you cannot reject the technological changes and innovation. They're coming. How do you embrace them? How do we embrace them in a way that will make the benefits perceived by as many people as possible? What we're trying to do in the WTO is to see how we can make trade more inclusive. How can we make the benefits of trade reach more people? And one key answer to that is small and medium enterprises. In most countries, they account for the majority of the workforce, and they are often excluded from the global trade markets. And why is that? Because Either they don't have the resources or regulations are too complicated, they don't know the rules of the game, it is tougher for them to engage. So our job is to make them come in, integrate those big employers into the market, because the moment we do, a huge number of people will understand and benefit from trade. And the moment they do that, I think we begin to have a better understanding in the society about the benefits of all that. But if we leave the benefits of trade concentrated only in the big companies, in the ones that actually have the resources to penetrate other markets, then I think we are not using the full potential of trade as a force for social development.
How do you make that happen in practice?
I think training, simplifying, just here in Bali, about in 2013, so 5 years ago, we struck the first WTO multilateral agreement since it came into being, 1995, the Trade Facilitation Agreement. And the purpose of that agreement was to simplify customs procedures. So we expect that would lower overall costs of trade globally by around 12 to 13% or something like that. That impact is bigger than if we eliminated all tariffs that exist in the world today. And what is the purpose of that? Like I said, a big company, they know how to do business on both sides of the border. They have lawyers, they have brokers, they have people who help them understand. The small player doesn't. If it is too complicated, he just abandons. And the World Economic Forum did a survey on developing countries about what were the three biggest obstacles to them in doing trade. And the first one was border procedures, which is precisely what we're trying to address. If it is complicated, if there is too much bureaucracy and red tape, the small and medium enterprises, they give up. They don't participate.
So it's a lot of practical work.
Oh, very much so.
Nitty-gritty level, it sounds.
Very much so. And it's complicated, so it's not, you know, something that the politician is going to be talking about. But if we want to do this, we have to roll up the sleeves and get into the nitty-gritty. Otherwise, it's not going to happen.
So going back now to the big picture and to the recent imposition of tariffs by the United States and retaliation by some of its trading partners, in the current climate, and in your view, what can be done to de-escalate the situation?
I think the only way to de-escalate is to address concerns. You may not like some concerns and some views that are out there, but they exist, and they're right, very much there. I think we're beginning to have conversations about this. In the early stages of this, it was about how do I respond? How do I react? Do I confront? Do I acquiesce? And that was a very confrontational kind of conversation, threatenings going from this side to that side, etc. There's still some of that, I'm not denying that. But at least we began to have a conversation also about what solutions could be out there. How do we ease the tensions? How do we find ways of interacting a little bit more? How do we build trust? How do we build confidence in this conversation? Does this conversation have potential or not? Is this a hopeless situation? Even this conversation is important. And I think we're beginning to have that. And I think this is the first step towards getting the solutions, which is talk about the problems and see whether there's something we can do.
How does it feel, I'm curious, from a more personal point of view, to be right in the middle of that, of those conversations as you are on a daily basis?
Well, it's despairing sometimes, but also very exciting, very challenging. I did not become WTO Director General to have smooth sailing, you know, through my period. I knew that it was going to be rough and choppy, and it got choppier than I expected, I have to say. But there are many challenges there that are exciting, and that if we can help weather these kind of storms that we have before us, we would have shown unequivocally how important this system is. In the financial crisis in 2008, the WTO played a crucial role. People don't understand that, but there was a lot of protectionism in the conversations and in the announcements that we heard right after 2008. The reason why we didn't have that kind of disruptive action in place was because the system existed. And the system tried to tell people, don't do that because this is a domino effect the moment that we begin to have this. And they began to watch over each other's shoulders. And that was fantastic because that's what kept protectionism at bay for quite some time. So the system is extremely important. If we can help now with all these things happening around us, I think that will be another very important contribution that the system would have given to everybody in the world.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
That was Roberto Azevedo, Director General of the World Trade Organization, speaking to the IMF's Camilla Anderson in Bali during the 2018 World Bank annual meetings. Webcasts of the seminars at those meetings are posted at imf.org. And if you like this podcast, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Just search for IMF Podcasts. And you can also follow us on Twitter at IMF_podcast.